4 meals. Questions 10. Meals in the home, eating habits, recipes, Hungarian cuisine.
Model answers 10.
1. How many full meals do you eat a day?
I usually eat 3 meals: breakfast, lunch, and supper. Supper is usually a cold meal for which I don't cook anything. 2. How many meals are served in an English home?
As far as I know, in an English home, 4 meals are served: breakfast, lunch, tea, and dinner. 3. Which is the most important meal of the day?
Dinner is the most important meal of the day, and they serve hot dishes for it. 4. Why do we say that the English have a large breakfast?
Because an English breakfast consists of cornflakes or porridge, made of oats or barley, milk, sugar or salt, bacon and eggs, or ham and eggs, boiled or fried, with baked beans, tomato or mushrooms, buttered toast or bread and butter with marmalade. Instead of bacon and eggs, fish may be served. Some orange juice is drunk before breakfast, and either tea or coffee, white or black, is drunk after it. 5. How do continental and English breakfasts differ?
A continental breakfast is, of course, much less substantial. We just have some buttered rolls with honey or marmalade, or perhaps some sausages or eggs. We don't make much fuss about breakfast. Some people just eat an apple or a banana, or drink a cup of tea or coffee. 6. Is it healthy to have a substantial breakfast?
It is a contentious question to which different experts give different answers. Having a substantial breakfast used to be considered healthy, but according to the latest findings, we should not have anything but a piece of fruit or a glass of fruit juice for breakfast. As for me, I think you must eat and drink to your heart's content. Eat when you are hungry, but don't force the food down when you are not. 7. Who prepares the breakfast in your family?
It is either my mother or me who prepares the breakfast, depending on who has more time. 8. What do you usually have for breakfast?
We usually eat some cold cuts with rolls, green pepper or tomato, and drink tea with lemon, cold milk, or hot chocolate. When I am in a hurry, I just gulp down a cup of strong black coffee. 9. What do you eat on Sunday morning?
On Sunday mornings, we have a more relaxed breakfast. We often eat ham and eggs, or bacon and eggs. My daughter does not like it. She always has scrambled eggs, or soft or hard-boiled eggs instead. 10. How do you make tea?
To make tea, I put the kettle under the tap and fill it up with water. Then I put it on the gas cooker and bring the water to the boil. When the water is boiling, I pour it into the teapot where I have previously placed some tea bags or tea leaves. I leave them to brew for some minutes, then take the tea bags out or strain the liquid to get rid of the tea leaves. I serve it with sugar and lemon. 11. How do you prepare a sandwich?
To make sandwiches, I cut a loaf of bread into slices and spread some butter or margarine over them. I make hard-boiled eggs, cut them up, and put them on the bread together with some slices of salami or cold sausages. Finally, I grate some cheese and sprinkle it over the bread slices. For decoration, I use paprika paste or mustard. 12. Where and what time do people in Hungary have lunch?
Lunch is the second meal of the day, and people in Hungary have it between 12 and 2:30, depending on the time of the lunch break at work. It is usually a heavy meal, and most working people have it in a self-service restaurant or in the canteen of their factory. 13. How do you get your lunch at the canteen?
In the canteen, we are to join a queue. After taking a tray, the cutlery, some paper serviettes, and a glass, we pass the various counters and choose what we want to have. 14. Are you happy with the canteen food?
A. Naturally, canteen food is not in the same street as what you can cook at home, but I am not particularly choosy or fastidious about what I eat. I eat everything that is delicious and well-cooked.
B. I am not very keen on the food that we get in the canteen, because it is usually a far cry from what I really like. I have a sweet tooth, but you are rarely given any cakes. There is too much meat and vegetable sauce.
15. How many courses do you usually have?
I usually have 3 courses. 16. What do you generally take for the first, second, or third course?
First comes some soup. Clear, vegetable, meat, pea, bean, or fruit soup. I generally take fruit soup because this is my favorite. The second course is either some meat, a pork chop, a slice of roast beef, some poultry or fish, usually tuna fish, with side dish, mashed potatoes, chips, or rice, or with some vegetable dish made from green peas, split peas, French beans, marrow, spinach, or sorrel. Cabbage is also popular prepared as cabbage with tomatoes or stuffed cabbage. The second course may also be some noodles, pancakes, strudel, filled with fruit, cottage cheese, cabbage, or poppy seed, scones, or donuts. The third course is always some cake or, depending on the season of the year, fresh or stewed fruit. 17. What is Hungarian cuisine famous for?
Hungarians take great pride in their fish dishes, made from the delicate pike perch caught in Lake Balaton and the many varieties that abound in the Danube. Fish soup is a meal in itself. Many local dishes are prepared with paprika, which, despite its fiery red color, gives a rather pleasing sweet taste to the food. 18. Does Hungarian cooking have a good reputation?
I think Hungarian cuisine has a good reputation, and the foreigners who come here find our dishes very tasty and flavorful. Hungarian goulash, for example, is world famous, but there are many other inviting, lesser-known specialties. 19. Can you give the names of some dishes that are very popular in Hungary?
We Hungarians are fond of different soups. We are a soup-eating nation. The most popular soup is újházi chicken broth. A typical Hungarian lunch is unimaginable without soup. There is also a rich choice of noodles in Hungary. Noodles with ground poppy seed and sugar, with cabbage, or roasted paprika potatoes. 20. What are our national dishes?
Among the most popular national dishes are paprika chicken with sour cream, veal chops cooked in a paprika sauce and stuffed cabbage, which is a pure delight for those who like cabbage. Our national dish is noodles with cottage cheese, sour cream, and scraps of roasted bacon. 21. Is food prepared in the same way in Hungary as it is in England?
I don't think English dishes are prepared in the same way as Hungarian ones. Every nation has its own favorite spices and seasonings and methods of cooking. In Hungary, we use a lot of paprika, which is a spice that makes our dishes very hot and tasty. We eat a lot of meat and prepare most of the meat dishes with sour cream, which also adds to the excellent flavor of Hungarian dishes. 22. What beliefs do foreigners have about English food?
I don't know much about English food, I am afraid. All I know is that foreigners tend to think that English food is tasteless and that the English eat everything with chips and overcooked vegetables. 23. Are there any English dishes which are well known in Hungary? Could you name any?
Not too many English dishes are well known in Hungary. One thing is sure, though, that England is known to be the land of puddings, and their famous Christmas pudding is known in our country, too. Some other English dishes that I know are Yorkshire pudding, fish and chips, steak and kidney pie, and shepherd's pie. I have heard that their apple pie and cherry tart are also delicious. 24. Do you know what Christmas pudding is made from?
It is made from currants, raisins, cherries, almonds, flour, suet, treacle, nutmeg, cinnamon, cider or beer, rum or brandy, lemon rind or juice, breadcrumbs, brown sugar, and eggs. 25. What does lunch consist of in England?
Lunch usually consists of a cold meal in England, potatoes, and a salad made of lettuce, cucumber, tomatoes, carrots, beetroot, etc. On the table, there is pepper, salt, mustard, vinegar, and sometimes Worcester sauce. After that, there is bread or biscuits and cheese. 26. What do they drink at lunchtime?
Most people drink water at lunchtime. Some drink beer or wine. It is not the custom to drink spirits like whiskey or brandy in the middle of the day. 27. When do they have their afternoon tea?
Afternoon tea is usually taken between 4 and 5. It is the most informal meal of the day when the members of the family come together in the sitting room. 28. What do they have with it?
They eat bread and butter and cakes with the tea and have a good chat with one another. 29. Which is the most substantial meal of the day for English people?
In most English homes, dinner is the biggest meal of the day, and it is served between 7 and 8. 30. What do they eat for dinner?
It consists of 2 or 3 courses. Soup is usually the first course, then comes meat, beef or lamb, or it may be chicken or duck. With this, various vegetables are served: peas, beans, Brussels sprouts, broccoli or cauliflower. Pudding, or sweets, is usually the 3rd course, then the dessert is put on the table. This is fruit of several kinds: apples, pears, oranges, bananas, figs, nuts, etc. 31. Do people use semi-prepared, ready-packed, ready-cooked, ready-bottled, frozen, and tinned food in England and in Hungary?
As far as I know, people in Western countries don't like to bother with preparing meals from fresh food because it takes much longer. They get stewed beef out of a tin, or defrost a semi-prepared chicken and open a can of ready-cooked vegetables. 32. Why do people buy these products?
Consumers probably buy these products for the sake of convenience. Fortunately, people in Hungary are not very much in favor of this kind of food. Still, there is a trend towards frozen foods such as pizzas, vegetables and sauce, and many gourmet delicacies. 33. Are you in favor of instant foods, stock cubes, ready-to-eat and freeze-dried foods?
A. I myself don't like these foods.
B. Sometimes, when I need to fix dinner quickly, I buy some ready-to-eat or freeze-dried food. Otherwise, I am not in favor of such food.
34. What kind of food would you prefer to eat? Why?
I prefer to eat natural food, the kind that you prepare in your own kitchen from fresh, unprocessed produce and meat. I think this kind of food is healthier and does not contain any food additives or preservatives. 35. Who does the cooking in your family?
It is usually me who does the cooking in our family. 36. What ingredients do you most often use?
The ingredients I most often use are potatoes, onions, carrots, garlic, flour, cooking fat or oil, sugar, baking powder, yeast, salt, rice, spices, fresh meat, and vegetables. 37. Where do you keep them?
I keep the potatoes, onions, carrots, and garlic in the cellar. I keep the groceries in the pantry. I have the spices on one of the kitchen shelves and the fresh meat and vegetables in the fridge. 38. What do you keep in the fridge?
I also keep butter, lard, and cold cuts, as well as milk, cream, refreshments, and leftovers in the fridge. 39. How long can you keep the food in the fridge before it goes off?
You have to be careful not to leave them there long, because they can easily go off in 2 or 3 days. If the milk is not long life, it turns sour in a day or two. 40. Can you cook?
A. I am not much of a cook, but I can prepare some of the basic dishes like soups, vegetable sauces, and some meat dishes.
B. I think I can cook quite well. I can fry, roast, grill, or broil any kind of meat. I can make soups, and I take pride in baking delicious cakes. 41. Do you like cooking?
A. I hate cooking because it takes up a lot of my time, and I don't think I have enough patience. I always make macaroni into a horrible sloppy mess, overdo meat, and burn cakes.
B. I enjoy cooking, and I never begrudge the time I spend on it every day.
42. What is your favorite dish?
My favorite dish is very simple, cheap, and it is easy to prepare. It is potato soup. 43. How do you make it?
To make potato soup, I peel and cut potatoes and onions roughly, and wash and cut up celery. Then, I heat the butter in a saucepan and fry vegetables in it until all are coated with the butter, but not discolored. I add milk, water, salt, and pepper, and boil it gently for 30 to 45 minutes. Then I remove the celery and grate an onion into it. After that, I boil the soup up again, add the sage, and let it simmer until the soup thickens. Then I remove the pan from the heat and add the cream. After pouring the soup into a tureen, I sprinkle it with chopped parsley. 44. If you had to treat an English guest, what would you cook for him?
If I had an English guest, I would prepare some Hungarian specialties for him, the ones which I consider to be the most delicious. First of all, stuffed savory pancakes, hortobágy style, then giblet soup or goulash, chicken paprika with dumplings, and a mixed grill platter with vegetable salad. For pudding, I would make floating islands, and after that, I would serve fruit. I would also prepare some sandwiches, in case he might not share Hungarian tastes. 45. How would you lay the table?
I would lay the table, as I always do, for a Sunday lunch. I spread a nice white cloth over the dining table and put a vase with flowers in the middle. I put out the dinner plates first, then the soup plates. The knife and the spoon go on the right-hand side, the napkin and the fork on the left. I put the side plates, goblets, glasses, and dessert spoons in front of the plates. Finally, I try not to forget about the salt cellar, the pepper pot, and the toothpicks either. 46. What drinks would you serve with the meal?
I would offer a choice of soft drinks and wines. There are good Hungarian wines, from the light table ones to the heavy dessert wines, but I would definitely offer the two best. The dry white wine from the Shomlo region, and the sweet aromatic Tokai Asu.